Country Club FM.
It's the Monday edition of the Bob Almanac. This date in history and all that. Neil, you ready?
I am present, ready, and accounted for.
Okay, today is Monday. It's December 18th, 352nd day of the year. This is the date we received an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It's nice that they were able to amend things that we didn't just keep it the same when they first passed the Constitution there in late 1700s after it took the place and took over from the Articles of Confederation, Neil, if you remember that.
Yes, I do.
So the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution went into effect. Secretary of State William Seward, you know, he had something to do with the purchase of Alaska, too. I don't know if you remember that.
Was he involved? I didn't remember.
The capital of the state is named after him.
Oh, well, there you
Seward.
Go.
No, Juneau, but there is a Seward.
Okay.
Which I think is down in that part of the Alaskan coastline. Seward and Juneau. Juneau is the capital of Alaska. How I momentarily forgot that.
That's okay. We give you a pass.
Well, you didn't know at all.
No.
I
wanted to come up with it.
Yeah, you would have. Exactly.
Pushed.
It takes a while. We don't have that kind of time in the Bob Almanac. And see, I'm wasting time right now.
Right on.
In time that could be used to think up things. William Seward issued a statement verifying the ratification of the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And what did the 13th Amendment do? I don't think I've mentioned it yet.
No, you haven't.
It abolished slavery. The Declaration, quote, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. This date, 1865.
About eight or nine months after the assassination of Lincoln.
And the end of the Civil War and the whole thing there.
Yep.
1963 in, this is a franchise that went on and on and on and on. In fact, they even then rebooted it with Steve Martin.
My study there is.
Yes, the porter just brought it in.
Oh, I sent it to the village to be repaired. I just hope they know how to fix plastic.
I hope so, too.
So far, so good. We shall see. Better than ever.
Yeah, Inspector Clouseau. We saw him on the big screen for the first time this day, 1963. You know, David Niven's an excellent actor as well.
Yes, he is.
He can be very, very funny. And he and Peter Sellers together were outstanding. Robert Wagner was in that movie. Very young Robert Wagner.
Okay.
1963, The Pink Panther premieres. And there were several others. The Pink Panther Rides Again, He Strikes Again, The Return of the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
So many of them. And, of course, then The Pink Panther later on sold, I don't know, it had to be some kind of a record. The Pink Panther sold an awful lot of Owens Corning pink fiberglass insulation.
Yeah. Boy, did they ever.
We wouldn't probably even know who Owens Corning were.
That was a...
If not for the Pink Panther.
Marketing masterpiece.
Maybe
there.
We wouldn't know who Henry Mancini is. He made a star of Henry Mancini with a theme.
Sure.
Certainly. That was back in 63. Then a couple of years later.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
You feel like you should salute.
Fearless men who jump and die.
I have headphones on. It's difficult.
Men who mean.
This is Barry Sadler.
Just what they say.
Who was a real U.S. Army Staff Sergeant.
The brave men.
I don't think he ever served in a forward area or in combat, but he recorded this song. Ballad of the Green Beret.
One of the best.
We play that here on Bob FM by request and also on our various patriotic holidays. Back in 65, he recorded it. It would then, of course, later be released and to great fanfare, and it was a big, big hit. 1966, this date.
I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
I must stop Christmas from coming. But how the Grinch got away.
Yeah, you got a wild idea. Dr. Seuss had this little thing called How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and they put it to TV this date, first time it aired on CBS. Thurl Ravenscroft, who's also the voice of Tony the Tiger.
Sure.
Saying you're a
you
mean one.
You can hear it.
June Foray did the voice of, Wendy Lou Who Hugh or Who or Cindy Lou Who, one of the Who's in Whoville.
Right.
Ah, do Dore, you know, the whole thing, and Here Comes Christmas. And Boris Karloff did the voice of the Grinch.
Grinch, yes.
And he was very good at that.
That was just awesome.
It was. And that also spawned.
Yes.
Two different movies. The one with Jim Carrey, and then they did an animated one a few years ago as well. But you can't beat the classic.
No.
There's just no way.
I did go to the theater and see the Jim Carrey one. I want you to know.
The way they strapped that, was it even an antler, or was it from a tree on the top of Max,
right,
the dog? And then he just tumbled with his face first, and his back heels came up off the ground because it was so heavy. And then here comes the Grinch with his saw, and he trimmed it off.
That's good.
Almost down to a nub.
It is good.
But that was this date in 1966. Still a classic. Still available today, of course. 1971, Jerry Lee Lewis and his cousin Myra Brown. Some say third cousin. Other sources say first cousin three times removed, which isn't the same as a third cousin, I do not believe, if you take a look at your protocols and everything as far as family trees. But regardless, they weren't first cousins, but they got married, and then they were divorced this date. So they were married in 57, got divorced in 71.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it was rocky. That might be Jerry Lewis's longest. He was married like six times.
Right.
So that might have been his longest one, the one to his cousin. And divorce papers were finalized.
She'd been married for 14 years and was 27 when she got divorced.
Yeah, exactly.
Just doesn't sound
27
right.
Going on 57,
right.
I would assume.
With the living with the killer.
Yeah, so that was the state in 71. In the news in 79.
60,000 horsepower working for 731.9 miles per hour. Did he make it? Hal Needham on the right, Bill Fredericks on the left, assisting Stan Barrett out of the car.
I'm going to announce what we got so far. We don't have Flanders speed. We ran out of fuel between 200 and 400 feet before the lights. We got 734 on radar, 739 on airspeed. We probably broke the speed.
What's key about that, it was on land. The land speed record, the first ever time the sound barrier was broken. I break it every day that I leave the Bob Studios and peel out of here to get out of the parking lot.
Right.
Close to the speed of sound. Maybe not. There are too many turns, probably.
You don't dally.
No, I'm out of here right away. We might be into the second commercial break, or second commercial of the break.
Right.
And I'm out the door. I just don't have any time for anything else. The sound barrier, Stanley Barrett. Now, what was cool about this is that Chuck Yeager, who was the first person to break the sound barrier, he did it, of course, in the air.
Yep.
With a jet plane. He was also there and then flew a jet over the whole proceeding there
later on
to kind of salute Stanley Barrett becoming the first one to break the sound barrier.
And that was 79?
1979.
Very nice.
When they did that. And the funny thing, what they did is they just strapped a jet engine on top of a Pinto. And it seemed to work. And it didn't explode because Pintos exploded.
Right.
They were incendiary, and NBC didn't even have to fake it for them to blow up like they did with those Chevy trucks.
Yeah.
So that actually added the extra oomph
and
push that they would need, and the thrust that they would need to get past 731 miles an hour. How about 1984? This was on TV.
It's Christmas, a time for celebration, a time of goodwill to all men. All, that is, except one.
Those of us with means should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute.
Ebenezer Scrooge, a man whose contempt for others,
Mr. Cratchit,
is matched only by his greed and lust for wealth.
Christmas comes but once a year, sir. Poor excuse. picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
George C. Scott as Ebenezer Scrooge this date, 1984 on television. I believe it was on CBS.
He did it very well.
And I think second only to Scrooge McDuck.
Yes.
As far as the portrayal of Scrooge. There's also one out there that they did on television. I don't know, maybe later in the 80s. Could have been in the 70s. Henry Winkler.
Really?
Is yeah, there's a version out there that they did a made-for-TV special with Henry Winkler at Ebenezer Scrooge. Huh. And the Scrooge character has been done.
Oh, yes.
Thousands and thousands of times, probably.
I like Albert Finney.
Probably. Nice well, was that the one from the 30s?
It was later than that.
Okay. Because there's one from the 30s, too, and I can't remember who was in that one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the character of Ebenezer. It's not always in the exact A Christmas Carol story.
Yes.
But it's depicted in various other storylines and things on television shows and cartoons and movies and who knows what else. There was Scrooged. Wasn't that a Bill Murray movie? So that was a takeoff on that as well. Yeah. This date in 1997 in the news.
Farley's body was discovered yesterday in his luxury apartment in Chicago's John Hancock Center. Police say there was no sign of foul play and no drugs were discovered in his condominium. But one published report says drug use may have been the reason he died.
No, it's one of the main reasons. He went on a multi-day bender, and it was not pretty. So today we are remembering Chris Farley.
Want one?
I'd better not. I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
How about some coffee?
Tommy Wan Wingy and all of his characters on SNL, and Tommy Boy, probably the best of his movies, I think.
Yeah.
Chris Farley, 33. Didn't he die at the same age? And Belushi died 33, too, so and that was one of his heroes, so... Chris Farley, this date 1997, 2015.
The dark side. A Jedi. They're real.
All of it. It's all real. Han Solo saw it firsthand. Then he told the newbies.
And spectacular.
As the Force awakened on this date. And of course, you can hear John Williams.
Yes.
Doing the soundtrack and the music in the background. Of
that
course.
Probably made some money.
Yeah, it was released on this date. More than $100 million on its first day.
Wow.
Highest grossing film of 2015. And then 2016.
What is wrong, Miss Miori? Other women find love and happiness. I find only this enchantment.
But you find it so often.
Zsa Zsa Gabor seemed to know exactly what she wanted. Born in Budapest, she parlayed her beauty as Miss Hungary to win over Hollywood.
Zsa Zsa Gabor, she passed through the purse. I believe she's... did she slap Peter?
She may
on
have.
On her way through the pearly gates. Zsa Zsa Gabor slapped the cop. Of course, probably most infamous... But she was Miss Hungary and her sister Ava, Ava Zsa Zsa. And they had another sister, like her name was Magda.
Okay.
Mahada? I don't know how to pronounce it. But they were all three starlets and beautiful. Zsa Zsa, I would say Ava was maybe the more successful one as far as. Well, obviously,
she was the one on Green Acres.
She was the one on Green Acres. Yeah. But how easy is it to confuse those two?
Very. I mean,
very easy.
Yeah.
And they sound. Very similar,
as they look alike. Yep.
So Zsa Zsa Gabor,
she lived a long life.
Well, 99.
That's a good run.
99 near this day, 2016. Birthdays now. Keith Richards. Reason he's a guitarist and not a singer.
Right. We're starting to understand why.
You recognize the song, though.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard, Sing Me Back Home.
Yeah.
And it is true. The Rolling Stones were very much influenced and fans of country music. They did a number of songs that had the twang and could be considered country songs. Probably the most famous was Far Away Eyes. But they never charted on the country charts,
right.
And I don't know of any. Maybe a country station played them every now and then as a novelty,
mm-hmm.
but no country station I've ever been at have played a Rolling Stones song.
Not that I'm
one of their country songs, whether it's Faraway Eyes or any of those. But obviously, Keith Richards recorded 1977. He recorded "Sing
Like
Me
it.
Back Home," and don't you call him Old Leatherface?
Well, he's going on 80. It looks like 180.
Yeah, and they're still going.
They are.
And, I mean, the jokes for how many years was that the Rolling Stones are going out on tour, and their tour sponsored by Bengay,
right.
Metamucil, you know, any of those things, you know, Centricare, whatever.
Yeah.
And guess what? Their current tour is being sponsored by AARP.
Ah,
and that's true.
That is true.
Okay. That is true. That is not a joke. AARP is the sponsor of their current tour. And being above 50, I actually got something in the mail about that.
Oh, yeah.
Steven,
you get it all the time.
Steven Spielberg is 77 today. He's done a lot of movies, and a lot of those were reviewed by this guy.
Well, here I am at the dumpster again, hoping to put a lid on the worst movies of 1985. Believe me, there was a lot to choose from.
Plenty of bad movies, good movies, bad. It didn't matter. Leonard Maltin was the reviewer on Entertainment Tonight for many, many years.
Yeah. We had his book. You know, it was a very thick book, and he had reviews of all the movies that had been out to that date.
You're kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a guy who's seen a lot of movies.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had, you know, the I think it was a 5-star yeah. rating, you know, schedule, so... Whatever it was, but yeah, we'd always look it up. What did Leonard think of that movie? Every movie we watched, we'd looked in the book to see what he rated it.
He was similar to Siskel and Ebert. He just didn't have a guy to fight with.
Yes.
And you wouldn't fight with Mary Hart.
Well, no, that would be
John
rude.
Tesh, maybe.
Yeah.
The cop showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability.
That's
God
right.
says, Mr. White, you are being charged with drunk in public. I was like, hey. I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public.
They call him Tater Salad, and that is Ron White of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. He's 67.
He's as funny as there is.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. Ladies, gentlemen, let's see who wins the prize for keeping their cool. Simon says, everybody down on the floor. Now, nobody loses their head, then nobody loses their head.
Brad Pitt can be kind of funny, too.
Yeah,
there he
good.
Is from Thelma and Louise. He's been in a lot of movies.
Yes, he has.
And what do you think of Brad Pitt turning 60 today?
It happens to a lot of us.
And I'd have to ask the ladies, does he still look pretty good at 60? I don't have an opinion. I wouldn't
yeah.
know.
I would think they would lean towards yes, but I don't right. know either.
Yeah, Brad Pitt is 60 today.
Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass. Steve Austin's time has come. And when I get the shot, you're looking at the next WWF champion. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
What did Austin 316 say, Neil? Did you catch that part?
Something about his arse.
Yes, his derriere. Yeah. And that is Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of the best to ever do it.
Yep.
He was part of the Attitude Era.
He was chiseled.
Of the
WWE. Still is.
He was sensational. Was yeah. it Sensational Steve Austin? He had a goofy gimmick in the WCW. And then when he went to WWF, that's where they kind of came up with the Stone Cold thing and the rattlesnake and the whole deal. And it was really epic. 59.
Yeah, I was always a lazy one, a Southern Californian, but I've got some kinfolk on the Mason-Dixon line.
No relation, of course.
Just for fun.
Winona and Naomi didn't want any association or to anybody to think that they were even close to being related to Cletus T.
Right.
He was forced. I don't know, what is the story behind that? Do you think that the Judds and their promotional people were the ones that said you got to put that on your albums if you're going to be Cletus T. Judd?
Probably. When he did I Shave My Back for this, I knew we had a hit.
But how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow?
Now, the good part of this is that what's-his-face, Toby Keith, was totally fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, there were some artists that didn't right. like Weird Al doing his parodies of their songs.
Toby Keith has a sense of humor.
He's in the video.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So Cletus T. Judd is 59. We got Katie Holmes, and here's Neil's cue.
It's TV theme time, Jim.
Katie Holmes, 45.
What show was that?
She was the first Rachel Dawes in Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then this is Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek, yeah.
Wasn't she, she was with Tom Cruise there for a
yes,
time, weren't they?
For sure. Did they get married?
I don't know if they got married. I can't keep track anymore. But she is 45. Christina,
if it was important to us, we'd probably.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah. She's got some talent. I want to thank you for giving me
time to breathe like a rock. She's still working on The Voice. Wasn't she on The Voice?
She was. She isn't anymore, I don't believe.
All right. And Billie Eilish, kind of a popular artist
these days. Yeah.
Big Grammy winner. Few years ago, she's 22.
22. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. The Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
You know, you're going to be Austria. You're going to be the Archduke of traffic. We call you the Captain of Traffic, King Traffic.
Archduke.
You're now the Archduke.
I would enjoy that. Be honored. His assassination in 1914 was kind of the match that lit the fuse for the war to end all wars, WW1.
He really wasn't that important.
In the long run of it, 1863 for Franz Ferdinand. And another dictator of sorts, Joseph Stalin, born on this day in 1878. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Many consider him the best hitter ever.
Dirty.
And a little bit dirty, wasn't afraid to come in, spikes high. But, I mean, the guy could steal bases, drive in runs, he scored runs, highest career batting average of .366. A lot of hits, Ty Cobb, 1886. Ray Meyer was at DePaul forever, 42 seasons as a college basketball coach. He's Hall of Famer. Ray Meyer, then his son Joey, took over the program. He had 37 winning seasons. That's pretty impressive.
Coach Betty George Mikan.
Yes. There you go. 1913, 1916, actress Betty Grable. One of the, very infamous pinup girl from World War II. And she was born on this day, 1916. Fine veteran actor, Ozzie Davis.
Oh, come on.
We saw you.
You were there half the night.
What did you do?
What's it like in
what
there?
Did she say?
Fellas, fellas. There's some experiences in life too rich, too beautiful to try and put into words.
What does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
Could have been either of you if you just had the guts to ask.
He was the guy who ran the little bait shop / lunch counter in Grumpier Old Men.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he was in Evening Shade. I remember that, the Burt Reynolds show. 1917 for Ozzie Davis. Cicely Tyson was in a number of movies. Emmy Award, Tony Award winning. 1924.
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy. You mean the way I talk? It's just, you know, you're just funny. The way you tell the story and everything. Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Like a clown? Am I funny like a clown? Ray Liotta, he knows funny people.
He does. And Ray Liotta was born on this day, 1954, Emmy Award-winning actor. Was in lots of different movies and shows.
People will come, Ray.
Yes, they Field of Dreams. He was so good, of course. Ray Liotta, 1954. And our gone rapper of the day is DMX. The well-known DMX, born on this day, 1970. They're gone, but not forgotten. More TV theme time.
Your staff forgot TC.
Oh, I didn't
realize. One of the greatest helicopter pilots in the history of television. Right up there with Mad Dog Murdoch, Mad Murdoch there from
A-Team.
Roger E. Mosley was TC on Magnum PI.
Yeah.
Magnum's good buddy.
Yeah.
1938.
He worked out.
And then one of these, here's another one.
It's Yukon Cornelius.
Ta-da! In person?
We're saved.
I tell you, you're looking at a mighty humble bumble.
The voice of Yukon Cornelius. Easy to miss. Of course, your staff, they just do not dig enough. Larry D. Mann. He's out of Canada. He was a Canadian actor. He was in some Bonanzas and some other shows, but I would say most famous as the voice of Yukon Cornelius.
Right. What was his name?
Larry D. Mann.
Larry D.
Mann. He's D. Mann.
D. Mann.
How can he be D-Man if you're D-Man?
Right.
1922. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Here comes the Bobathon No Repeat Workday, Chicken Fried, Zach Brown Band, John Anderson, Money in the Bank, Hole in My Pocket, Ricky Van Shelton.
John Anderson today, please.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG.